I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right. So it's National Paul Bunyan Day. The only thing
has been issued, and it's been accepted.
Yes. So this is Jorge believes he can beat me at arm wrestling.
Everyone believes Jorge can beat you in arm wrestling.
You bet how much?
What I bet? $10,000, Bergman.
$10,000 mythical dollars.
All right.
I bet $17,000 mythical dollars
on yourself.
On yourself.
On myself. And Jorge bet
$50,000 on himself.
$50,000 on himself.
Okay. So here's what we're doing.
Get your ass in here. Let's go.
Are we all wrestling, or is it just going to be
No, it's Jorge against
Mason.
Mason.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But I'm having trouble. Okay. So you guys are going to go right there.
Right here. Seems good.
All right. They've both taken their chairs. All right. No, Jorge. Now, Mace, where's your other hand? I think you gotta put your other. No, you gotta put your other hand under. You gotta lock the other hand underneath the.
Oh, lock it underneath.
All right. All right.
Well, you're standing.
You're standing. You gotta sit. You gotta. You either gotta both be sitting or both be standing. Okay. All right, yeah, just keep your other hand right there. All right, on the count of...
Skinny elbow on the table.
Okay, on the count of...
Off your leg. On the... Hold hands, the other hand.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Underneath, yeah, great. Okay, there you go. There you go, perfect. All right. All right, just leave your other hand wherever you... Put your other hand wherever you want it. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. It's very close. Jorge thought he could bury him early. Jorge's winning a little bit. Jorge wins it! So Mason, once again, with delusions that he can beat someone athletically in anything, has gone down.
I thought, for a second there, I thought I had him. For a second
You lasted
there.
Longer than probably I would have. But you lose what, 17?
17.
Easy come, easy go. Yeah,
and Jorge wins 50. He's over 300,000.
You know what's interesting?
Jorge.
That is my second time broadcasting an arm wrestling event.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
I've been asked to do all this weird stuff over the years. One time I had to do the Fireman Olympics,
yep.
Where they were running up the stairs. One time I did arm wrestling. One time I got offered rock, paper, scissors.
Right, I remember this.
But I couldn't do it. They were going to fly me to Vancouver in Canada, and it was a pretty good check. But that's a thing that apparently has been on TV. Have you ever seen Rock, Paper, Scissors on TV? I never have. But apparently they were offered me, I'll just tell you, $5,000 plus expenses for a two-day gig in Vancouver to broadcast the Rock, Paper, Scissors thing.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I only got like half that for the arm wrestling. I only got like $2,500 for that. And that was in Anaheim.
The arm wrestling was in Anaheim.
Yeah, but those guys are like big lumberjack dudes. I've seen that on ESPN, haven't you?
Arm wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, but, you know, ESPN 8.
Next year, Jorge, National Paul Bunyan Day, you're going down.
All right. Yeah.
You start training.
Start training now. By the way, I've not done resistance training in a very long time.
Neither have I.
Yeah, but you did like P90X and stuff like that, right?
Like 6 months
Does
ago.
Does anyone still do P90X? I did it once.
I did it twice.
Juan's doing some variation of it right now. Yeah, but I mean, it's still a thing. Oh, God.
So Timmy the Scott says, Mesa's resistance training consists of balancing plates of food in bed.
That's amazing.
It is true.
Timmy also says, three-word phrase he's looking to catch on. Sacrifice the lamb. In other words,
he thinks Tommy
should be fired for that picture of Amanda he put up in the Mandy's artwork.
Wow.
I still can't believe.
Just a shocking
She looks
photo.
Like Kathy Bates in Misery. it's so not like her. It's unbelievable.
Somebody tweeted, that's the face she made when Mason and Ireland asked for a new contract.
Yes.
That's probably right.
Totally.
Somebody said Tanya Harding's mugshot.
Yeah. It does look a little like that. It does look a little like that.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, first thing this morning that I was on social media, this is what I saw.
Russell Westbrook opted in.
Hang on this.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
That is Russell Westbrook announcing he will return on his $47 million extension. You cannot break his soul, John Ireland.
Well, and let's just hope that he's... I've been told he is buying into this defense first thing that Darvin Ham is selling. So let's find out. I mean, he's a great athlete. He's the best rebounding guard in the league.
Yep.
Let's find out if a change at head coach will make a difference with Russ. Because I think now with Kyrie re-signing in Brooklyn or opting in Brooklyn... It's Russ, AD, and LeBron for one more year, don't you think?
Yes, I don't think there's any way around it. I would rather it not be that way. I would rather Russ be gone. But I think that's the way we're going to go. But this is ESPN Woj just reported Ivica Zubac signed a $33 million extension with the Clippers.
That right.
Ivica Zubac a second-round pick
years?
By the Lakers, right? 3 years.
$11 million a year?
Yeah, that's $11 million a year.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Good for him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he's one of those guys that...
And I want to say Zoo was a first-round pick.
Was he a first-round pick?
I'd have to look it up. But
yeah, maybe he's a late first-round. But he was not... You know what we traded him for?
It was that number 31, Mike Muscala.
Mike Muscala, right? Exactly. Who's still in the league somewhere.
Yeah.
Still in the league somewhere. I'll tell you what. The thing that kind of pisses me off, and I'm not a Russ fan... I'm not a fan of his game the way it fits here, but what Skip Bayless does is
you're right. He was a second round pick.
Second round,
2016.
Pick. What Skip Bayless does, I think, is just ridiculous. And Skip, this is what Skip said on Twitter, and he goes off on Russ all the time on their TV show. What is that? Yell at each other?
Yeah,
the yell at
him
each
and
other
Shannon.
Show.
Skip right. And Shannon yell at each other.
Yeah. He tweeted, Lakers acquire second round pick, take Michigan State. He'll fit right in with LeBron and Westbrook, is what Skip tweeted. Russ subtweeted it this way, yo, watch your mouth, don't say anything here you wouldn't say to my face. Skip tweets back, hey, Russell Westbrook, and he tags him. Happy to talk face-to-face about the nickname I believe I originated in 2012. Join me on TV podcast. Let's talk about how you'll make $47 million next year for being the worst three-point shooter in the NBA. Most overplayed player ever. Please join me.
So do you think that's a sincere offer by Skip?
Well, I mean, you can't, like, for example, I would be interested to see on the People Yell at Each Other show, Russell Westbrook there. But why would Russell Westbrook go when he's already been described as the worst three-point shooter in the NBA?
He would be playing
the most overpaid player ever.
He'd be playing right into Skip's hands.
Yeah. See, I don't want to be that.
You don't want to be the antagonist?
I don't want to be Skip Bayless. I mean, by the way, by all accounts... I mean, in real life, a nice guy?
Yeah, when I went back and did First Take, I went back there once and did a week where I was basically Stephen A.
Yeah.
And did it with Skip. He was great to me.
Yeah.
He was really good to me. But I think he does like to stir the pot. And particularly, he realizes that the Lakers are a lightning rod because he's always on LeBron. He's always on Westbrook. And I think he knows that if he continues to beat those drums, he'll get a lot of
attention.
So
why would Westbrook
respond to it?
Right.
Elevate I had the exact same
this
question.
Conversation. So it was just a throwaway tweet where he was mentioned as Westbrook. Then Westbrook is the one that escalated it, which caused Bayless to fire back. And the whole thing should never have happened. Russ, just let it go, man. Let it go. It's only Skip Bayless from the Yelling at Each Other show. Don't worry about it.
There are some guys. Russ is one. Kevin Durant is another.
Mm-hmm.
That can't look the other way on social media. They will engage with trolls. You used to be like that. You used to.
I did. There was a time.
That where you just wouldn't let anything go. Okay, you were arguing with Twitter eggs.
Yep, no question.
But then you kind of figured it out. And I don't know why Russ would engage with Skip on that level, because it just elevates Skip.
Yeah, it does.
Russ is going to the Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to stoop to that
Skip
level.
Skip is just going to keep yelling at people.
Well, Skip's high paid and he's successful and he's doing well, but Russ doesn't necessarily need. I mean, he just put a spotlight on Skip.
Yeah, he did.
Which is what Skip wanted.
He did. That's yeah. Exactly what he wanted. All right. Have you lied yet?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Boy, I'll be damned. Well, if I haven't, I only have 23 minutes.
Lie of the day today. If you can figure it out, we got a really cool prize. You will be in our Wiffle Ball Home Run Bash on July the 15th. It's going to be at the West Covina Sports Complex, Field of Dreams. Free and open to the public, but you can be one of the participants. I actually just ordered a wiffle bat and a bunch of wiffle balls from Amazon, my exclusive provider.
Who did a good job as your tailor at the Mandy's. Well, when we used to do, there was a time in the late 90s where we did what we used to call the triple cast. We were on radio in San Diego, we were on radio in L.A., and we did the show on Fox Sports West 2 over on Little Santa Monica in Century City. And we just decided while we were interviewing guests, we didn't want to just sit there behind a microphone. Like is what guys do now, like what Colin does now and what Dan does now and, you know, and Max and Key and, you know, those guys just sit behind a microphone.
Yeah.
Mason and I put wireless mics on for that show. And then we would just throw Nerf balls around and play wiffle ball. And guys told me that for months after that show left.
Yep.
They would find wiffle balls in the lights.
Oh, is that right?
Because remember, we would just hit them up into the lights and they wouldn't come down. We'd just get another wiffle ball.
Yeah.
They said, for 6 months, we found wiffle balls in the lights.
Yeah, that was such a fun gig. That was a fun part of the show, fun part of the history.
My favorite part of that was, I remember one time we were all in a fantasy football league and Tim Brown came in. And I said, hey, Tim, Chip Carroll, our director, just traded you in fantasy football for Joey Galloway. You want to go give him and Tim? I go. You want to go give him a hard time? Tim goes, absolutely. Remember, we walked him back
in
the control room. He goes, Joey Galloway? Seriously, Chip goes, I didn't know you were coming in. I wouldn't have done it if you didn't make me come in. That was a very fun show.
I bet those guys have to answer. NFL guys probably have to answer about fantasy football all the time.
You once gave a top ranking, really high up executive at Fox, maybe your greatest nickname of all time.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Big Fat Jesus. There was a guy who kind of looked like Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead, and he goes, Mason.
Heavy guy, big beard.
Yeah, goes, I wouldn't even say who it was in case he's listening, because he might be. And Mason just goes, hey, where'd that guy go? I go, what guy? He goes, Big Fat Jesus.
But then, in fairness, then his nickname became BFJ.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was something else.
Oh, God, the stuff we used to get away with. My
God. 90% of the stuff we used to do, we couldn't do today. I mean, even, like, the other day I heard the Roy Orbison song, Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And you're... A listener changed the words to Pretty Woman because Jeannie Zelasko was having a tough day, and he changed it to Bitter Woman.
Oh.
And just started, and Jeannie thought it was funny, and so we played it a lot.
Bitter Woman doesn't like updates. Bitter Woman always comes in late. We couldn't do that now.
No. Although we just did.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Ironically, we just did do it. There you go. Bitter Woman.
We'd be accused of everything.
Yes.
Yeah. We'd get canceled. We might get canceled before the next 3 years are up.
I doubt it.
We're working with that.
That might get
here.
You there. Don't worry about it.
Bitter Woman might get you there? No, we didn't do it. We did it 20 years ago when it was not. It was before the Me Too era.
Correct.
And Jeannie liked it.
Yeah, no, Jeannie was in on it. That was the big thing.
One time, Jeannie, who now you can watch, she's part of the Clipper broadcast. Boy, and the Clippers, did you notice, after the John Wall news broke yesterday, are now tied with the Warriors as the favorite to win it all. Mm. So Jeannie Zelasko, one time we made her, do you remember this? We were across the street from the California Highway Patrol.
Right.
And they asked us, they all listened to the show,
yep.
And they said, would one of you be willing to do a shot every 15 minutes to show how much it impairs you.
And, like, blow into the breathalyzer after each one and all that
so
stuff.
So they brought over their breathalyzer, and we bought out a bottle of Jack Daniels. And it's like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
So Jeannie does a shot at 6. And she does another one at 6:15. and they're testing her blood alcohol, yep. and it's going up. So now she's at like 1.0, which is way beyond the legal limit.
Yep.
And they go, okay, now we're going to do a dexterity test.
Yep.
And she just aced it.
Oh, she was...
It didn't matter how many. She did like three more shots. Her blood alcohol level was like... The whole experiment was ruined because Jeannie had no loss of motor skills whatsoever.
Better, she moved better. it didn't matter how many shots.
I remember at that, I go, man, I'm never going to try and drink with you and keep up. This is ridiculous. She goes, yeah, I didn't even know I could do this.
Yeah.
She just was able to run right through it.
I'm trying to think if I should tell this crazy story.
The answer is yes.
Okay. So.
Do you want to tell it next?
Okay, yeah, I'll tell it next. It's a good one, though. It's related. Also, John, I want to give you a little holiday barbecue quiz. It's the 4th of July this weekend. I want to give you a little holiday barbecue quiz.
I consider myself a holiday barbecue expert.
There you go. We will do that. Coming up next, don't forget, Lie of the Day at 3:30. 3:40, we've got Game of Games. It is Ireland versus Greg. In the month of June, Ireland's got a 2-point lead, but today's game is mine, and it is worth 2, and you'll never believe what the game is.
Jeopardy!
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I promised the story. St. Patrick's Day, 1990.
90, before I met you.
Before.
Okay.
I was still in Toledo. And you mentioned the Jeannie Zelasco bit in the shots. Well, that bit was not original because I had done it years before, and other people had done it. I stole that from...
All of it's derivative.
No, we all steal each other stuff. So we were doing it for St. Patrick's Day, and my partner at the time... was going to be the guinea pig, was going to be the person that...
To do the shots.
So it gets to be 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's no... She's not there. Gets to be... And we're... The State Highway Patrol is there with us.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for Diane. 6 o'clock rolls around, still no Diane.
What time does the show start?
5.
Okay.
7 o'clock rolls around, still no Diane. Get a phone call. Hey, you should know, she got picked up for DUI.
No!
Yes.
The night before.
The test on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about foreshadowing.
It was so foreshadowing.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
That was crazy.
Did she survive that?
Oh, yeah, she survived and came through it okay.
No, but, I mean, she was back on the air after that?
Oh, yeah, she was back on the air
after
that, yeah.
Now you'd probably get fired. I mean, they're looking to cancel people left and right.
Yeah, that's a good question. DUI coaches keep their jobs all the time after DUIs, right?
Sometimes. Depends what their one-loss record is.
If they're winning or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have that thing yet we're looking for? Oh, we do. Okay. So,
Okay. Hold on one second. Let's set it up. So, the news broke yesterday that Kyrie Irving had decided to opt in with the Brooklyn Nets. And I think, Mace, the common assumption is that this is over. That means...
That closed the door on the Lakers.
Yeah, that means Kyrie will play his final year of his contract in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and with Ben Simmons, and they'll roll the dice and see if they can, you know, win a title for the Nets.
Yep.
Brian Windhorst says, not so fast. Windhorst says, Kyrie to the Lakers may not be dead after all. Here's Brian on the Hoop Collective podcast today.
People in the league, and we're not talking about ancillary people, we're talking about, you know, high ranking people who believe that Kyrie is not done. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me just say this about the Lakers. He obviously was very interested in joining the Lakers. The Lakers are very interested in having him. The problem is that the Lakers can't really... Right now, I think if you're a Laker fan, you're kind of let down that this door closed. And I'm not saying open it back up, but I'm saying don't quite lock the lock yet. Because depending on what the Nets want to achieve, it's not impossible that that could be revisited at this time in trade form. Because you'll remember, and again, I don't think I'm being insensitive. Spears, you can curb me on this if you think I'm being insensitive. I think it's pretty clear that Shams is in communication with the Kyrie camp. And so a couple of days ago when Shams reported that Kyrie could opt into his contract and then look for a trade, I think that's what Kyrie's preference was. And as you said, Spears, it's not exactly – that's not high-level analysis. It's a difference between getting $36 million and going somewhere as opposed to having to sign –
Figure the rest out later.
Right. So maybe – I mean, I know Kyrie's saying I'll go there in the fall, but maybe Kyrie's just like, okay, this is my strategy move. Now I'm going to take your money, and now I'm going to be a problem until you trade me. I'm going to be a worse problem. And maybe he doesn't even have to do anything. Maybe just the threat of what he could be will do it. I'm just saying, Friedel, I'm afraid this is not over.
I do think, though.
Okay. He's talking to Mark Spears and to Nick Friedel. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, if they've got a chance to trade for Kyrie, and the only available assets are Westbrook, I guess Kendrick Nunn, THT, 27 draft pick, 29 draft pick. Those are the only assets. Could they pull it off? If they can pull it off, they should pull it off. If they can get Kyrie, they should get Kyrie. If they can move Westbrook, they should move Westbrook. I think they are better off without Westbrook on this roster, and I think that the chance of if I was to measure super teams, Westbrook, AD, LeBron, or Kyrie, AD, LeBron, I would take Kyrie, AD, and LeBron every single day of the week. Westbrook, as has been pointed out, is basically a replacement-level player right now. Kyrie still maybe is he the best one-on-one player in basketball? He's close to the best one-on-one player in basketball.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
If you can make that a deal, you make that a deal.
All right. So 90% of what you just said, I'm not allowed to say because I work for an NBA team.
Correct.
But I can point some things out. If that were to happen, if that scenario was to kick in that Brian was talking about,
yep,
it would almost certainly, Mace, involve a third team.
No question.
So you wouldn't maybe need to include all those guys you listed. It may just be one guy going out to a third team. The Nets then get players off that team, and then Kyrie gets, moved in that shuffle.
So the one team that has seemed interested in Westbrook, at least according to reports, has been Charlotte. Now, Charlotte's got some nice players.
Right.
They've also got some guys that are under somewhat onerous contracts, right? Like Al Horford's got a bad deal.
No, not Al Horford. Who am I thinking? You're thinking of
Gordon Hayward.
And Terry Rozier,
Scary
and
Terry.
And for whatever reason, they haven't offered Miles Bridges a long-term deal.
An extension, right. So they've got pieces that
you could get that triumphant involved. But yeah, I'm operating under the assumption that the Lakers are coming back with Westbrook, AD, and LeBron. I think that's the most likely scenario. But Windhorst talks to a lot of people, a lot more people than I do. So if he says it's not dead, you've got to at least leave that door. What did he say? Unlocked?
Yes.
To see if anything comes out of it. And so it's still going to be an interesting week or so.
Oh, it is going to be an interesting week.
Now, we've got the answers of people opting in or out, pretty much. The deadline for that's tomorrow.
Right.
And then Thursday, when we're on the air, is when names, free agent signings are going to start to trickle in.
I wonder who, because, Rob's out there doing his diligence.
Right.
Doing his due diligence, I think. And trying to figure out exactly which way we're going to go. There are interesting players that we're going to see that the Lakers are going to try to sign that will potentially be the right pieces around LeBron and AD and I guess Westbrook. So one thing they did last year, and I said this at the time it happened, is the team was put together. They brought in a bunch of guys who aren't good at defense. And I think if you looked at the defensive career, defensive efficiency ratings of the guys that Pelinka signed last year, they were very bad deficiency. They were very bad defensive efficiency ratings. So, yes, you want shooters, but you need shooters who can defend. I don't think we had that in that group last year.
Well, think about who you just described. You just described KCP.
KCP.
You just described Caruso.
Yeah.
You just described Kuz.
Thank you.
To a certain extent.
Yes.
So, you know, they've kind of got to put that skill set, maybe not those exact players, but those.
That, KCP is possible.
Those types of guys, you know, back together.
KCP is out there and is potentially. Now, Malik Monk has indicated that it's not just about money for him, that he may leave some money on the table to stay with the Lakers for the mini mid-level, which is $6 million.
Yeah, he'd be leaving a lot of money on the table. I read Hollinger thought he would be worth about 16 in the open market. So
16 over
however many years he can get. Like, he'd get four. Conceivably, he'd get the Luke Kennard contract.
Four years, 64. Yeah, don't you want to? Wouldn't you take 1 year, six, and bet on yourself?
If you had 4 years, 64 in your other hand?
You said 4 years, 16.
No. 4 years, 64.
Oh, 4 years, 64 is gone.
16.
If it's 4 years, 64, that's the
Luke,
gone.
That's the Luke Kennard deal.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That's the deal, because you had originally said four years,
now,
16
that's
million.
What Malik might be able to get on the open market. Now, if he doesn't, if for whatever reason somebody says 3 years, 30.
Yep.
Okay? Or 1 year, six from the Lakers. I think he considers that. But I think he's going to be worth more than 3 years, 30. All these questions. I mean, by the way, this is going to happen fast, Mace.
Oh,
like, this
really
may
fast.
Actually happen on Thursday.
Yep.
But certainly between Thursday and by the end of the weekend, most key players you're going to know where they're going.
Yeah. All right. Lie of the day time.
You Ladies, think you got it?
I absolutely don't.
You think you got it, Bergman?
I think I got it.
Yeah. Jorge?
Same page as Greg.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see.
If you think you know the lie of the day right now, 877-710-ESPN, you get an unbelievably cool prize. So here's the deal. Of course, the All-Star Game is coming to Los Angeles on Tuesday the 18th or 19th, whatever that is, and we are doing a really cool event on Friday, July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex, what's called the Field of Dreams. The event is free and open to the public. If you get the lie of the day right now, you win a playing spot in our Wiffle Ball Bash. So, yes, you will compete against me and Jorge and Bergman and Sedano and Cappy and all those guys. 877-710-ESPN if you know today's lie of the day. Then we got Game of Games. It is my game today. You never know what my game is going to be. Any idea what it is, Jorge?
Jeopardy.
Not going to say yet. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Doo-doo.
All right, so at some point today, Ireland has lied. And, you know, we talk about the Mandy Awards, how much fun it was to be in them, around them, part of them, all that stuff. This is going to be another opportunity for you guys to mix it up with us. It is our Wiffle Ball Bash on July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex, Field of Dreams. You will compete against all of us here at the station if you can identify today's lie. So, Ireland, do you guys think you have it?
Yep, I think I got it.
Mine got crossed off.
It did?
Yeah, mine got crossed off.
Did you ask him?
No, I went online and looked.
Oh.
That's cheating.
So, it's not that.
Okay.
It's not the thing I thought it was.
Okay.
So, we start, as always, with caller number 7, Victor in Norwalk. Victor, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Mason? Hey, Ireland.
Hi, Victor. Victor, what did I lie about?
All right, I'm hoping this wasn't what Mason just said got crossed off, but I'm going to guess you didn't get hacked on Facebook.
That was my guess.
I did get hacked on Facebook. How did you? No, you went and looked at my Facebook account.
I saw the message.
Is that what you two idiots thought it was? Your guess is still alive.
Still alive.
Okay. Let's go to Steven in Thousand Oaks. Steven, you're on 710. Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good, Steven.
John, how much you got paid for the arm wrestling tournament?
How much you got paid? I guess it's for the – technically, it wouldn't be for the arm wrestling I see where this is
– I'm going to give it to you, Steven.
Yeah, I think so.
Never did. Right. I never did an arm wrestling tournament.
You got paid zero. There you go.
It didn't happen. I just completely made it up. Is that what you guys had, Jorge?
No.
What did you guys think it was?
We thought it was the woman down in San Diego.
The giant picture of herself on the wall.
She's still down there admiring herself.
Yeah, it's in Phoenix. It's in Phoenix, and it's still on her wall.
Steven, congratulations. You're going to compete in our Wiffle Ball Bash on July the 15th. Look forward to seeing you, man.
Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks
for listening.
All
right, congratulations, man.
And by the way, the rest of the details, we're doing that on Friday, July the 15th at the City of West Covina Sports Complex. The Field of Dreams, it's free and open to the public. By the way, somebody just tweeted, Eddie Carrillo tweeted this. Have you guys seen the West Covina Sports Complex? It has a replica fields of Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium, Old Tiger Stadium, Fenway and Wrigley. It's awesome. I used to play slow pitch softball there on Friday. So it sounds like it's going to be really cool. And Steven is going to be in our Wiffle Ball Bash. There's also a softball game afterwards with all of us here. And Steven also gets two tickets to the Capital One Play Ballpark in MLB Live in downtown LA, July 16th through the 19th. Ultimate All-Star fan experience with something for the whole family. For tickets and info, visit allstargame.com. All right, I said a bunch of things. Now you talk for a while. Said many, many things.
Yeah, you did say many, many things. Well, there were a couple of things that I wanted to get to before we get to gaming games. By the way, it's your game today.
It is my game.
Is it gay trivia again?
It is not gay trivia.
Okay.
Pride Month winding down. I already did Super Gay Jeopardy once, so I'm not going to do it again. What do you think it is, Jorge?
Jeopardy. That's what I thought. Gay Jeopardy.
Okay. I wanted to bring this up. Did you guys see what the Supreme Court ruled on yesterday?
Yesterday.
So there was this football coach, and he liked to do a prayer after the game.
Yes.
And they said, that's a violation. The school district said, that's a violation of the separation of church and state.
Right.
You can't do that. You can't ask kids in school to pray. And the coach said, well, I didn't make it mandatory.
Correct.
But the lower courts felt, well, but you're the coach, so these kids are going to feel obligated that if they don't do the prayer, that, you know, they won't get playing time or blah, blah, blah. The Supreme Court decided the coach got terminated because he violated district policy. The coach sued. And with the support of activists, his case ended up in the Supreme Court. During the oral argument, the court's three more liberal members compared the coach's prayers to hypothetical prayers of other school officials, which would not be permitted. The six-member conservative majority, meanwhile, compared the coach's prayers to other non-religious actions. And they found in favor of the coach that he should be able to pray after games. What do you think? Should a coach, head football coach, at the end of a game, be allowed to do a non-mandatory prayer on the field?
100%. You know, I for me, it's not mandatory. It's something that you can do optional. There's nothing wrong with prayer. I have nothing against it. I know I'm probably pissing off an atheist somewhere right now, but this is how I really feel. If the coach wants to have an optional prayer at the end of a game, he should have an optional prayer.
And meanwhile, I agree with you. And meanwhile, let me point out that almost every NFL team holds a prayer at midfield at the end of the game that is available to both teams.
Yes.
Before all NBA games, there is chapel.
Right.
Where a minister for the home team will hold chapel in one of the rooms adjacent to the locker room. Players from both teams are eligible to attend. Matter of fact, I could attend if I wanted to.
Yep.
Broadcasters, other team officials can go be a part of chapel. And after the game, sometimes you'll see guys meet at center court and do a quick prayer there. They're not making it mandatory. They're not holding it against you if you don't do it. I was surprised it went all the way to the Supreme Court. I guess the hang-up is that a lot of people felt, well, since he's the head coach, kids are going to feel obligated to do it.
Right. Yeah, I agree. This is something I never thought I'd say this week. I agree with the Supreme Court on this.
Yeah, it's not their only ruling this week. That's for sure.
The court's like 1-15 in rulings this week.
All right. Coming up next, it's Game of Games. Now, I lead Bergman 6-4, and I think, Jorge, are you up to 4 yet, or you have 3? Bergman, what's the Game of Games standings?
I've got the standings as Ireland 6, Bergman 4, Cappy 3, Jorge 2, yeah. DeMarco 1, Andy 1, Mason 1.
All right, so Bergman, you can catch me.
So can Jorge. If he wins today and tomorrow, right. He's tied.
He has 2?
Yeah, he has 2. So we get 4 today, 6
all
on.
Right. All right, so I could. This could be a death blow if I could win this. It would still be to Jorge, and you could still catch me.
I can still catch you, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we are going to do a brand new game that I just invented.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Super Double Jeopardy.
Shocking.
Double Jeopardy.
Can't wait. Put a lot of thought into this one,
did you? We will do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sinano!
Hey, Sinano, what are you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm testing out some new equipment here in the studio, and I wanted to make sure you guys could hear me okay.
Sounding
good, studio.
Man.
What studio?
Are you in a home studio?
Are you in the...
No, I'm literally right down the hallway from here.
Well, why are you brought... Now, why did you not walk in here?
I will walk in there, but Greg and Jorge and I needed to test this out first, and then I'll walk in and play with you.
All right.
So do I sound good?
You sound
a little tinty.
You sound as good as you can.
But usable, yeah.
Yeah, as good as it gets, George. As good as it gets.
Oh, okay. I'm Jack Nicholson now. Thanks. Yeah. I'll be there in a second.
All right, good. There's George Sinano. He's going to join us for Game of Games. It is a game of Super Double Jeopardy today. You know what's double about it? Twice as many questions.
You wrote 8 instead of 4?
I wrote 10.
Wow, that is a lot for you.
10 questions is a serious number. All right, so this is a big game. Just looking at it, it may favor Ireland a little.
That's
of course
what I'm
it does.
Talking
of
about.
Course it does, because why wouldn't it, Mace?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, why would I want Ireland to win?
I don't know. Why'd you put it towards him?
Bob Bergman, just admit, you're an inferior game of
Hey, I've been right there with you for the last 4 months.
Yeah, who won last month?
You did.
Thank you.
Who won the month before that?
You tied.
We did tie.
Ireland. You did not win outright.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Keep dreaming.
I thought I won it outright.
I won April.
Hey.
That was my month.
Sinano just walked into this studio.
Sinano.
So before we start Game of Games, George, do you believe what Windhorst said today and that the Kyrie thing is not dead?
Even if I didn't believe it, I would say that I believe it. But
because
no,
it would give us content.
Keep the ball in the air.
We need content.
All right.
But no, yes, I do buy it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think look, Bobby Marks was on NBA Today with me today, and I asked him about it, like, flatly, and he was just like, yeah, I mean, they have to the trade deadline to figure it out. And even Woj and I talked about it on the air, and I said, are they kind of kicking the can down the road here just to see what's going on? And he kind of agreed, yes.
Sedano is so in the league, isn't he? He's talking to Woj, he's talking to Bobby Marks.
I'm just saying.
Like, so plugged
it's out
I mean,
there.
That's what it is.
I know.
You're in the league.
I know when you're in the league.
By the way, I won April. Rambling. I won April straight out, by the way, just saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Big of you.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you.
It is big of me. Thanks.
Back.
Yeah, thanks,
right.
Iron.
Cappy texted me.
So it is a brand new game. Cappy, are you there?
No. He said Cappy texted him.
Oh.
All right, here we go.
I hear Love Boat.
Four
I just
players.
This he Cappy. Says,
what do we got, Mace?
Okay, four players. Super Double Jeopardy. Any category is fair game. There are some tough ones in here.
Name is your buzzer?
Name is your buzzer.
Okay. Who is what is?
Double Jeopardy stuff.
Yeah, remember. Phrase is a question.
Correct. Yeah.
Hard
yeah,
ass
yeah,
on that.
Yeah. Well, Sedano's the one who always screws
that up.
I
always screw that up, yeah.
Number one. Mm-hmm. This is the first book in the Bible.
Ireland.
Ireland.
What is the book of Matthew?
No.
Greg. What is the book of Genesis?
Correct.
Ah, I was gonna say that. Okay, Bergman's on the board.
Nice. All right, number two. This is the number of items in a baker's dozen.
Greg.
Ireland.
Oh, Sedano.
What is 13?
What is 13 is correct. Yeah. Ireland got there first.
Damn it.
Number three.
Should have gotten Genesis.
This
Catholic, for
yeah,
God's
you're
sake.
A Catholic. Well,
I'm a Jew, and I knew it.
I haven't been to a church.
How'd the Jewish guy get it?
I have not been to a church for anything other than a wedding or maybe even a funeral in like 25 years.
Really?
Yes.
Just no part of it?
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, yeah. For what? Yeah.
Feel the same way about Temple, George.
Number three. This American president appears on the $5
Ireland.
Bill. Ireland.
Who is Lincoln?
Lincoln is correct.
Lincoln.
He got it.
Yeah.
Ireland 2, Bergman 1, number 4.
I don't know.
This is the car company that Matthew McConaughey
owns. Okay.
Ireland.
Who is Lincoln
is correct. Yes, again.
I had to think. I didn't know what the hell that was. I know I've seen the commercial.
All right, 3-1.
Number 5, he is the head football coach at the University of Southern California.
Ireland. Who is Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, 3
theme
Lincoln.
Going
I'm feeling some Lincoln stuff
yeah,
going on
there's
here.
Yeah, some Lincoln stuff.
But you threw a Genesis at the beginning.
Ireland 4, Bergman 1, nobody else on the board. I knew this.
Who's in the face of the
Why did you do Lincoln? This then?
Yeah.
I thought I was...
Greg, I can't help it if you're dumber than me.
No, I mean, you're very quick at this.
Some of these are we're dumber than you. I think we're just slower than you.
You are, yeah. You guys
and it's
are
also
slow.
Built yeah. for you.
Okay. Number 6, I didn't build it for him.
I mean,
this actor won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for Goodfellas.
Ireland. Who is Ray Liotta?
No.
Greg. Who is Al Pacino?
No.
Jorge.
Who is Joe Pesci?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good, Jorge.
He wasn't even in the movie.
Oh, was it De Niro? That was in it? Oh, it was De Niro. That's right. My bad.
De Niro has no appearance in Goodfellas.
Hey, they're kind of the same guy. Mm.
This is the name of the talking snowman from Frozen.
Greg.
Ireland.
Oh, Jesus.
Sedano, next.
3-2
Jorge.
1.
Jorge.
About.
Olaf.
No,
Greg.
Sedano.
Greg.
You
Greg.
Did not say what is Olaf.
Greg. Man. Greg. Who is
Sedano
Olaf?
What?
It's not an order. It's not an order thing.
Sedano is the next.
He
buzzed.
It's not a line.
Right
it's not a line thing.
Ireland.
You have to rebuzz in.
What is George? What is your
guess?
You don't rebuzz in.
You
rebuzzes
in.
No, you rebuzz in after someone gets it wrong. It's fine. No, I don't care. I'm lost anyway. It doesn't matter. But the rules of Jeopardy state you have to rebuzz in.
Are you gonna keep one?
No, I can. Give me minus 100. Who cares?
There it is. Don't Greg is at minus 100.
Like, don't make me throw something like the Angels did the other day.
Okay, so the score is...
minus 100, I don't care!
The score is Ireland 4, yes. Jorge 1, Bergman minus 100. Oh, actually, Jorge, you're there. Yeah. George, you're there with zero.
Yeah. No, I just got Olaf.
Oh, you got Olaf.
He can't breathe. Chuck can't breathe.
Minus 100.
Minus 100.
Give me -100.
You all have right. to rebuzz in.
Yeah, you don't.
No one cares if you're right.
Number 8.
I do, John.
Oh, NASA God. Is the nickname for this guy.
Ireland.
Damn it.
National Aeronautic Space Association.
No. Sedano, you were next in.
National Association of Space and Astronautics.
Anybody else? Greg.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Correct.
Minus 99 for
Oh, God, what is
it? Yeah, minus 99.
Nah, I didn't say what is. Go ahead and take it.
Oh,
hey, I'll...
Corey?
Make it 1,000.
Yeah, I don't know what he said.
Nobody.
What is National Aeronautics Space Administration?
There you go.
Who got that point, Jorge?
Nobody gets
that point.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
ridiculous.
It's Ireland 4.
This game's stupid.
George 1. Jorge 1. Bergman minus 100.
Minus 90. Oh, no. I
didn't get it right.
Couldn't give it to you. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Number 9. He is the artist behind the painting Starry, Starry
Greg.
Night. Who said it?
Greg. Who is Van Gogh?
Who is Van Gogh is correct.
Very good. Minus 99.
Minus 99.
I never guessed that one.
Okay. Number 10. This mythical character carries a bow and arrow and does a lot of his work. Jorge?
Sedano.
Jorge, do you have an answer?
Who is
three, two?
Who is Robin Hood?
One. Nope. Sedano, you buzzed in.
Oh, I was going to say Robin Hood too.
No, sorry.
Greg, who is Eros?
No, not correct. Ireland, you get this by yourself. This mythical character carries a bow and arrow and does a lot of its work, his work, around Valentine's Day.
Yes!
Who is Cupid?
Who is Cupid?
And Cupid are the same person.
Damn
it.
Boy, Ireland.
Suck it, Bergman.
E-R-O-S is the same person as Cupid.
No one cares about your technicality.
I think I'm wrong, actually, on that. I think I'm wrong.
Are you still complaining?
I think I'm wrong. No, no, I'm right. Roman Cupid. It's the same person.
Minus 200.
Minus 1,000. Doesn't matter. I was going to lose anyway.
Minus 1,000.
Tomorrow it's Michael. Hey, we're getting a lot of response to the prayer debate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alex Hutchinson, football coach here. Public school, you cannot do a prayer. Private schools, 100%.
Yeah.
Prayer,
right, that's totally true.
Okay, prayer is at NFL games or private business doing what they want to do. A public high school has no business getting prayer involved.
So I'll give you an example. When I do Milwaukee Bucks games,
yep.
Mm-hmm. They do a prayer session in the middle of the floor.
Right.
And I usually have to wait for Giannis or whoever
yeah.
to wrap up.
They do it at NFL games, too.
But to your point, it's not the whole team. It's just a couple of guys that want to pray, and that's the
and
end of it.
And it's not mandatory.
Correct.
You don't have to
yeah.
pray.
Yeah, so I've always had zero problem with high schools doing it because it's not required.
Right.
But apparently,
as long as
they needed to go to the Supreme Court to get this football coach back reinstated.
I mean, jeez.
Everybody's got to complain about something.
I mean, honestly, that is the point of where we are right now. Like, everybody's just disgruntled for the sake of being disgruntled.
Yeah, everybody's just pissed off.
Yeah.
Everybody's just pissed off.
Okay, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know.
I agree. If you want to optional have a prayer session.
I mean, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
I don't care. In the end zone afterwards. Say thanks, I didn't get hurt.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me in the least.
That.
Yeah.
So, you know, you haven't been to church in years. Aria and...
They do not go to church either.
And will they have, like, First Communion or any of that
nope.
stuff? No. God, that was such a big part of my growing up.
No.
Was
we're
First
not really
Communion,
religious.
All the grandparents came in, confirmation, everybody came in.
I believe in God. I do. I would call myself, like, what's the
agnostic?
Phrase? No, not agnostic. Because agnostic is...
Spiritualist?
Yeah, I would say...
I think agnostic, George, is you believe in God, but not one specific discipline.
Okay, fair.
Atheist yes. is you
atheist
don't believe
is
in
the
God
one, right,
at all.
Right. Sorry about yeah. that. I confused that. So yeah.
Agnostic is you don't apply yourself to one particular
right.
discipline.
Yeah.
See, the thing I love about the prayer in school and the Supreme Court thing is that it keeps us out of politics.
Yeah. It really is just like we're in this. Everything is political, though, now.
Yeah, everything is
and
political.
And by the way, certain things that are not really
love
political.
It.
Oh, for love the
love.
Now.
Love it.
Okay. Travis and Emily today seemed much calmed down.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you boycotting the show?
No, I just didn't listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They
I'm not mellow. You. I don't ban and boycott. I don't do that.
You don't?
Yeah, well, no. I don't think Mason has any bands or boycotts
I have no bands
going
anymore.
On
Wait,
right
you
now.
Just banned Mina Kimes the other day with me in the
oh,
studio.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mina Kimes is banned.
She's going to be in the TV building tomorrow.
But no, good for her.
Maybe I'll bring
she's
her in.
George,
here. Yeah.
George, here's the thing. She doesn't know who we are.
Yeah, I did shows
you
with her.
Just
and
text
you're saying,
her right now.
Ask
you
had, her if she knows who I am.
You had such a...
Do you remember Steve Mason? Do you remember who he is?
Yeah.
She has to know who you guys are based on ESPN putting out a press release yesterday congratulating you two guys for your new 3-year contract.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
But she read that cap and said...
Who are they?
What?
Nah,
who are those?
No way, man.
Who are those
no way.
Guys? How was your big day, Cappy? I heard part of it yesterday, the big celebration show.
We didn't really celebrate so much, frankly.
No?
No, not really so much of a celebration. There
See.
Was more of like there was an irritation in the room yesterday.
What was the irritation?
Well, it wasn't Morales, even though he was in the room. But the irritant, I believe, in the room was the, you know, I think everybody was kind of upset because, you know, of what was being said earlier in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from the...
Oh, so was that a big chunk of the show? Is the morning show is out of control?
I think Travis and Emily are now over it.
Yeah, no, I think Travis has
they
recovered.
They were sore losers for a day.
I told him to take some time off, and he's going to go. I think it's the right thing.
To Phoenix, where it's 110 degrees. I'm sure that'll cool him off.
Does his son
Vegas
play baseball
like
over
days.
There or what?
Now, are you,
yeah, his son's
are
playing
you
in a tournament
sent
over
to
there.
Summer League?
Yeah.
Are you there for the entirety of it or
no?
I think Trudell has to go for the entirety of it.
He's there for most of it, he told me. But I start on the Monday. So it starts on a Thursday, the 7th. I go on the 11th, which is a Monday, and then I have... I'm calling the night game, Knicks and Blazers or something like that. So
George, we may come. We, me and Lindsay have been talking about it. We may just come up for the Summer League.
We, Mason and I, did a week of shows at Summer League, and I'm not kidding.
I was there with you. We both did shows from there.
I don't know if this was the year that you're thinking of, George, but the year I'm thinking of, where Mason and I were there, we literally were outside of a bathroom.
Right, I mean, concourse.
So if you were going to the bathroom or coming out,
you had to walk by.
We were right in the middle between the exit and the entrance. And I'm like, could you put us literally anywhere else? And they're like, well, this is where they told me to set up.
I was there a year with you where you were across from the bathroom.
Yeah, that was better.
In between like the entrances of the arena.
Like guys were coming out drying their hands and leaving the towels on our table where we were doing
Oh, gosh.
But it's a fun, it's become a big
Summer
event.
League is a fun thing.
It's become a big event. They've done a fantastic job with that stuff. You should come, Cappy. You know, you can maybe tangentially be like 5% in the league if you do that.
No. I'm staying outside of the league.
Be an outsider.
Well, we have a good bit because I'm the NBA insider and he's the NBA outsider.
See, I'm all for the being on the outside because, you know, being on the outside, you can just say whatever you want. Being on the inside, by the way, hit the stage there, Jorge.
Oh, yeah.
Love boat.
There you go. Super crosstalk time. And I was just saying, you know, John is in the league. Sedano's in the league. Kaplan, you're an NBA outsider.
Right.
I also consider myself to be on the outside looking in. And there's an advantage to that because you can just say whatever the hell you want.
Right. I don't have to worry about seeing these guys. I don't have to worry about looking at them face to face. Now, George, on the other hand, is like, yo, can you shut the hell up? Because I got to see these people. But me, I like being on the outside.
Do you have to protect people?
Protect them?
What do you mean?
In other words, you have to, like, protect your sources and that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't really – I'm not breaking a ton of news. But I do protect sources because I do talk to people at games when I'm getting ready to report on television. What he's talking about is more along the lines of, like, I'm not going to make it personal. Like, some of our colleagues who do talk shows, you know, say
things – Well, we were talking about the Skip Bayless.
Say
thing
things
today.
Like
yeah.
that. And, like, and I'm like, no, I can't – I don't want to – first of all, it's just not in my nature to be, like
– Right. I was surprised Russ, and you know, I'm one of the last guys on Westbrook Island, but I was surprised Russ engaged with Skip.
I'm not surprised. I mean,
I don't know why you get, you know, that's exactly what Skip wanted.
I don't think you win if you're him. I agree with that. But I do think that at the end of the day, I need these players, these coaches, these front office people to talk to me. So
sure.
I don't want to. Like, I can disagree with stuff they do, but I'm not making it personal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's the difference is the some of these guys do make it personal.
Well, and Cappy is willing to go personal.
Cappy, you're willing to go personal?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, by saying things like I thought Russell Westbrook was really sensitive this year when he got all upset about being called Westbrook, is that personal?
Well, if the man doesn't want to be called that, you know, he's a grown-ass man.
Right, but then the story of him not wanting to be called that is a story.
Right, but he wanted to then call him Westbrook.
Cappy, you want to call him Westbrook?
I just thought, no, because I'd have to probably come up with my own nickname, but I just didn't think that he needed to make such a big deal out of it.
Yeah, by the way, should have just let it slide. You know, you get hung up on this stuff, and all of a sudden you start tweeting back and forth with people or DMing people, posting on Instagram, all that stuff. It's just going to cause problems for you if you
Can
start
Can I ask everybody a question?
Stuff. Yeah.
I just have a question because I missed it, so you'll have to excuse me from earlier today. What prompted and motivated the arm wrestling competition that I've seen on Twitter so far today between Mace and Vote for Jorge?
Yeah, it's National Paul Bunyan Day, and we decided the best way to express that was an arm wrestling
contest. Not chopping wood.
Oh. We did not have an axe or wood, but we did have...
You should do axe throwing against him.
Oh, they have
axe
a place
great.
In the valley that does
that. I've never
been
to Cap. Have you done it?
I've done it, and I'm going to tell you guys something here, and I don't think this is going to surprise you. I'm remarkably good at throwing axes.
I don't know if I want to be around for this.
Like, the first time I did it, I thought, well, how is the axe actually going to land on the bullseye with the head in the right place? How's it not going to be down at the bottom of the base? I don't know how it works, man, but it just kept doing it over and over again.
Cappy?
Yep.
I got breaking news from Mason Ireland. I just text Mina, do you know who Mason Ireland are? She wrote back, yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Mina. The ban is lifted.
Breaking news.
The ban is lifted.
Yeah. Which one is which? To ask her that.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
No, that may be going a little too far. That may be going
You're
a little
one person.
Too
Mason Ireland.
So
that was Kellerman. Thought that there was one person. Mason Ireland.
Yeah.
So who's available on Sunday? Anybody got anything going on Sunday? Ireland, you probably
It's a holiday weekend. Yeah,
right?
Holiday weekend.
It's 4th of July. It's Monday. Bergman, we're not doing a show Monday, are we?
No, we are not.
I want to have wiffle ball practice on Sunday. Who's
who's
well, I'm not playing in the actual wiffle ball tournament. So
we have to practice now.
I'm going to be at Summer League.
You're going to be at Summer League. Yeah. Kaplan, you're going to play wiffle ball on Sunday.
Wait, this
why did you look over there like if he was there?
I'm pretending to just he's somewhere else.
You're looking, looking at Amanda. I'm looking like at Amanda. Like if she's Kaplan.
But can we have wiffle ball practice? Bergman, are you available?
Wait,
for
I'll be at Disneyland. No, I'm not available.
Yeah, yeah. I want to mash, man. I want to mash.
Can we use a tee?
No, we'll do it the old-fashioned way. So Bergman's out, Ireland's out, George is out.
Hey, Mateo's pretty good on a tee.
Oh, my son can rock it.
Can he?
I'll show you. Watch.
No, he's got a. Is he playing T-ball or
no? He's three. He's not in T-ball.
Oh,
yet.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Wait, so just back to the arm wrestling. Today's Paul Bunyan what day?
National Paul Bunyan Day. Take
and
away,
Mason Sinato. Felt like he could take down Jorge, despite the fact that Jorge is 25 years younger than him and much stronger.
Here, I'll show but you.
So we all bet mythical money on it, and Jorge took him down. Okay,
so he's three. He doesn't know how to like he doesn't put his feet correctly, but he's got a decent swing.
Okay, so okay. We're looking.
Oh, please! Half the hitters in Major League Baseball don't put their feet correctly.
Oh,
and he's lefty. Smartest
and
thing.
And
you,
he's a lefty.
That, hey, let me tell you right now, Sinato, that is excellent parenting. I don't know if it's if
my
it
wife,
was you
is,
or Kelly who
it, she's lefty.
Who put that bat in his left hand. That is brilliant.
Yeah,
there he's going to make more money now. Can he throw left?
He throws with both right now.
Oh, that oh, that's he can great. Be an ambidextrous pitcher.
Yeah,
don't we have all left-handed presidents?
Do what?
Is that the truth?
I think we've had all
Obama is.
Obama's left-handed.
Yeah, I've seen him shoot a basketball, so yeah.
Yeah, who else is left-handed?
No, the W is right-handed.
Is he?
The first Bush.
Yeah.
H.W.
Reagan
was
left-handed.
Was left-handed. Yeah, he played first base at Yale.
H.W. Yeah. was left-handed.
Yeah, W. was right-handed.
Bill Clinton, left-handed. Barack Obama, left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So that means...
Trump, right-handed.
Trump, right-handed. So of the recent presidents...
Biden right-handed.
Reagan left-handed. H.W. left-handed. Clinton left-handed. W. right-handed. Obama left-handed. So we have had a run of... Now, are left-handed people supposed to be better at something? Are they supposed to be...
No, they're more unique.
Yeah.
They're rare.
There's not a lot. Yeah. So, yeah.
And there are a lot of people, like Phil Mickelson does everything right-handed.
Except play golf.
Except golf. Yeah.
Mace, you got to... re-arm wrestle Jorge and switch spots. I believe that he had a tremendous amount of leverage based on his positioning where his elbow was versus yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pointed out on Twitter that I won't say that Jorge has cheated. I don't think he's got cheating in him, but I do think you had an advantage there.
Now,
because of the leverage that you had at that particular...
I gotta go. See ya.
Yeah, look at Jorge. I'm out here!
Now, George Sedano.
Yes, sir.
If we were going to put together an arm wrestling match on our show...
Mm-hmm.
Who would you favor as the winner?
You.
Well,
you
wait
so,
a minute.
Really?
I bet big on you, Cap, in the push-up contest, and Sedano smoked you.
Killed me.
But you'd beat me in an arm wrestling match, but I would definitely do a lot more push-ups than you.
Okay, let me ask you this. How about if we put Lindsay into the mix? If I told you it was Lindsay versus the rest of us.
I mean, she did beat up two dudes in high school or whatever,
right.
So I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
How about Lindsay versus Mason in arm wrestling?
Oh, well, come on. That's,
I would win.
No, I would let you. I would let you, Linz. What about Laura versus Lindsay?
Ooh, Laura versus Lindsay's good.
I think I'd probably win.
You think you'd beat Laura?
I don't know.
Are you strong, Laura?
Laura, are you strong?
She says no.
Could you beat Lindsay at arm wrestling?
I haven't worked out my arms in a while.
Yeah. That,
long time.
Could you beat Lindsay in arm wrestling?
No, she was going to almost cursed. No,
because she was going to put something in front of her.
All right, now the other big thing is, George, we were all at the Mandy's the other night. Did you notice this piece of artwork, the centerpiece thing?
I did briefly,
okay.
Ours got pushed aside because of all the trophies.
Okay, there are 16.
We had our share
of
trophies.
Line.
Yeah,
there's
later in the night.
There's 16 pictures.
Best show,
George. There's 16 pictures here. Okay, of all the people that work here, and that we're all at the Mandy's.
Yeah,
all right. Third row, first picture. How did that happen?
Third row, first picture. Like on the right?
Nope.
No, on the
left.
Oh, Amanda.
So I totally thought that was done on purpose, like by Amanda to be like,
no.
I mean,
somebody
angry,
did
mad.
Her wrong. Here.
Who did that?
Wow.
We spent a good amount of time today trying to figure out who screwed over Amanda.
I thought it was for and sure.
She looks like the Wicked
Amanda.
Witch of the West. It,
honestly,
is that the worst picture of really, Amanda you've ever seen?
It's like a mugshot.
Is that Snow White, like the Wicked Witch of the West?
Cap, if you want to see I tweeted it out.
Twitter,
LA Ireland.
But is that really the picture that was on there?
Yes.
I thought somebody photoshopped it.
No, that's really the picture that was on there.
I didn't notice it that night. There's 16
pictures. All of us are on it. All of us look good and normal, and we're all smiling. No, you look cute. Yours is good.
You look cute.
Thank you.
But Amanda's is not bad. It's horrible. I mean, it is beyond.
A mugshot is a good way to describe
it.
Too,
it's like she just got arrested, and they said, "We need to take your picture," and here it is.
Right.
Who did that? Because she's right next to smiling Chris Morales.
Tommy Lamb
is taking the blame, but I have a feeling he's like Scooter Libby. He's taking the blame for something that happened way above his head.
That's an old school reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really.
Yeah.
But it could be, you know, when somebody always takes the blame for something that.
Somebody takes the fall?
Yeah. I think Tommy's taking the fall, don't you?
Yeah, it seems like. Seems like.
I really did not notice that night.
I didn't either.
That picture.
Me neither. I just noticed it today, and I went. Yeah. Was this in front of me the whole night of the Mandy's, and I just never looked at all? Like, I noticed Taylor looks like a little kid because he's got a baseball hat on.
Yeah, Keys is...
And Lindsay's kind of fun because her hair's flying out of the picture, but Amanda's picture is awful.
Mason's got glasses on.
I've got glasses on.
Yeah, I think that was...
they definitely...
You also had the puffy vest on.
Wait a second. How is Morales' face thinner than Bergman's here?
Yeah, that's not right, because Bergman's really trimmed down.
Yeah.
It's an old picture.
Yeah, you've really trimmed down, and Morales hasn't.
Wow.
What?
Not very nice.
He told me he's starting on July the 1st.
He's heavy set.
Sedano, you're going to lose 10 pounds just being in Vegas at Summer League. It's going to be like 110 degrees every day you walk from your car to the arena.
Great food, though. There's that.
True. Yeah,
and a lot of drinking.
May work nice. Against you.
Yeah.
Nice. What else do we do today?
Is that your water bottle with Sliwa's face on it?
No, I do not use a water bottle with
No, that's Travis Rogers, and someone gave him an Ask Slee water bottle.
Oh. And he left it. He doesn't normally left it
Maybe
here.
Maybe if he gives those out, that'll win the award next year.
Yeah, that's what...
Maybe.
They're very depressed about it. They really are.
Well, Emily and Travis are.
Well, yeah,
I don't think Sliwa came on the show yesterday. He did crosstalk with us.
But how about Sliwa during the show? He was like this. He goes, hey, guys. This is a bad look for us. And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, it's a bad look for us right now.
He doesn't want any smoke.
Interesting.
He's smokeless.
It's smart.
Yeah. Smoke free.
It's the right play.
He's going to focus on what they got to do better.
I don't think you want smoke with our crew.
Well.
You don't want smoke with the family, the community.
Oh, the family, the community.
I think the community played a role in your success at the Mandy.
There's no question about it.
Cappy was Buster Douglas, for God's sake.
Yeah, that was excellent.
It really was.
Yeah.
There are some people hypothesizing within the community currently that perhaps the community thought this would be a big funny goof if they all decided to jump in and vote for me for all these awards, and that is how I was able to walk out with so much hardware.
Hey, man. Whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you take it how it comes.
Yeah.
You know? Like, today, I realized that yesterday that when Travis was talking about how he needs to get more active in his social media
game,
I told George either I don't follow him or I've never, ever, ever seen him.
Yeah, I don't see Travis.
He's a responder. I see him responding to people.
He tweets every morning about the show, and then he'll respond to people, like you said.
Yeah, he's a responder.
Yeah, you got to be an instigator, I think. Yeah.
Greg, did you see my dance moves? Because I can see that ESPN Los Angeles has put out a tweet today, and I go walking by the Mason and Ireland table, so I see mom and non-stepdad.
Yes,
in the video, and there I am just tearing it up, dude.
Yeah,
I
mean, you really are
showing off moves.
You really are. Although Bergman got like 45 seconds of salsa.
It was so
at
long
the, ceremony. It was long. It was long.
Yeah, what is this dance you're doing?
Oh, I think I was coming from the band to the table, and I was feeling it at that moment, you know?
I mean, the snapping of the fingers is very, like, 86, you know?
Hey, Mace.
86.
Looks good, though. I'm circling back to the prayer controversy.
Oh, yeah,
Somebody just sent me a tweet. Ireland, what if the prayer is Muslim? Is that still okay with you?
As long as it's optional.
What if it's
okay?
The Church of Satan?
I think optionality is the thing.
The church.
Yeah. The key word is optionality.
I don't know how many people would attend the Church of Satan little grouping on the field, but
I mean, you never know.
Yeah, the guy wants to do it. I, you know, as long as it's not required, You be you, man.
Optionality. Life is all about optionality. What are your options?
Yes. What are your options?
Yeah. So, you know.
You know, when I was in school, I remember the first time they asked us to take a knee and kneel for the team prayer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the only Jewish guy on the team, right? Oh. And so
you were like school ties.
No, wait,
right,
Pitt,
totally.
You were Brendan Fraser,
you were
right?
You were real time school ties.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm saying Pitt was a public university, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but a public university prayer, what's the difference between that and a public school?
Cap, it's your alma mater and you don't know whether it's private or public?
I kind of think it's public, but maybe it's private. I don't really know.
You went to school there for 4 years.
Yeah, you didn't notice.
How was it? What, Cap? Was it expensive?
I don't know.
You never saw the bill?
Yeah, the Scully.
Public state. It's a state, Pennsylvania.
Penn State is obviously
Penn State.
So here's the thing. So that first time they asked us to do the team prayer, they're like, can everybody please bow your head, take a knee, and we're all going to do the prayer. And I'm like, what prayer? What are we doing? You know, and then they started in with this prayer. And I was like, okay, I don't know this one. I've never heard this one before. But now, all these years later, when my kids hear me say this because I know it, they're like, how do you possibly know that? The Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That whole thing
thy
right there.
Come, thy will be done on
right, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Somebody for being Jewish went to enough church to learn something.
Well, that's just it. There was always a prayer service before games. There was always a team prayer, Our Father, right before we went out for the field. After the game, you went inside the locker room. Everybody bowed their head and said a team prayer. One night they were at team dinner. They're like, tonight we'd like to have our team prayer led by Scott Kaplan, if that's okay by everybody. And I was like, really? It's my turn? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, fine. Everybody bow your heads. Baruch Ataranai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
I can totally see you doing that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I might do a Padre Nuestro now, you know. Padre Nuestro que estás en el cielo.
Oh, in Spanish?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. En español.
Boy, this sounds like it could be a very cultural show today.
Yes, it could be.
We have to go get in our cars.
We have a very cultural show every day.
Yes, I know. I know.
I mean,
love
listen,
the culture.
Don't mess with Hungarian heat over there.
Yeah. All right, so we're back tomorrow.
I love
when tomorrow
people started chanting Hungarian,
Hungarian heat. Hungarian heat.
My dad was real proud of that when I told him that.
Coming up next for you is Shidano and host of the year, Cappy, and producer of the year, Lindsay.
The six-time Mandy Award-winning Sedano and Cap show.
And, of course, a little bit later on, the award-winning Radio Tinder.
Oh, that's in the imaging now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
That should be. Yeah. It should be. A one.
Please.
Why not? Yeah. It should be.
Morales,
Lindsay, have you put heard that on the hood of my car.
Have you heard Bobcat? I mean, seriously, it's no Radio Tinder.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really not.
Today, Bergman was like 10 minutes short on Bobcat.
No, wait, 10 minutes?
No, it was 5 minutes, but also I did more questions than normal, too.
And we killed Pirtle. That's it.
Oh, yeah, really?
Stake in the heart of
Pirtle. Honestly, as much as I love basketball, Pirtle is a little.
Yeah,
it's not great for radio.
It was Bergman's idea.
I've never gotten Pirtle once.
Is it Bergman's idea? Pirtle.
Yeah, it's Bergman's
we
idea.
We did it once, and then they said, let's keep doing this. So I kept doing it. I said, you tell me when to stop.
But Pirtle is actually, it's cool for like a game to do like maybe online, but definitely not online.
It actually worked. It worked. People liked it. I have plenty of people. I will show you tweets.
Hate Pirtle.
No, they all loved it.
People love Pirtle.
They love it. Yeah.
I was really enjoying Pirtle.
Despise it. It's like a time waste.
You should put it up for a vote for an award.
That's right.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, that's the only thing in that segment that was any good.
Today was, I don't care, -1,000.
-1,000. Lindsay, you just made Mason like cock back in laughter. Like just hilarious. Threw his head back. It was amazing.
All right, I got to rush to my car because I got to hear everything that's coming up. It is Shidano and Cappy and Lindsay and Laura and the whole gang. See you tomorrow at 1. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.